Hey there, knowledge seeker. Ready for a wild ride?
Always up for an adventure. What are we diving into today?
Well, we're about to explore a theory. So mind-bending, it could challenge the Big Bang itself.
Okay, you've got my attention. Challenging the Big Bang is no small feat.
Right. And get this, it all started with a hidden drawing, an Olympic athlete, and an AI.
That's an interesting combination. Tell me more.
So imagine an Olympic gold medalist, Indigo Rose Shade. She's looking at this piece of art in her living room, a gift.
Okay, I'm picturing it. What kind of art?
Just an abstract drawing, nothing too crazy.
Cool.
But here's the thing. She finds a hidden sketch on the back.
Ooh, a hidden sketch. I love those aha moments. What was it a sketch of?
Well, that's where her AI comes in. It's the one that, you know, manages her schedule, helps with training, all that.
Right. Those AI systems are getting pretty advanced these days. What did it make of the sketch?
It does something incredible, actually. It recognizes the drawing as a Noel.
A Noel? I'm not familiar with that term.
Yeah, me neither. It's not like a common thing. Anyway, the AI dives deeper into this whole Noel thing.
Okay, this AI is really earning its keep. So what did it find?
It uncovers something called the Noelian Universe Theory, supposedly created by the artist, a David Noel Lynch.
Interesting. David Lynch, the filmmaker, I wouldn't have pegged him for a theoretical physicist.
Right. It's a total curveball. But here's where it gets really interesting. Other AIs, they've looked at this theory and
Let me guess, they're not exactly calling it Nobel Prize worthy.
Pretty much. Some have even labeled it as, well, let's just say out there, like the product of someone not exactly rooted in reality.
So we've got a theory challenging the Big Bang, discovered through a hidden sketch, created by a filmmaker, and dismissed by most AIs as nonsense. That's quite a lot to unpack.
That's what makes this whole thing so intriguing, don't you think? It's not just about some fictional theory.
It's about questioning what we consider real and who gets to decide. I'm hooked. Tell me more about this Noelian universe. What's it all about?
Well, for starters, it proposes a cyclical model of the universe.
Cyclical. So, unlike the linear progression of the Big Bang theory.
Exactly. Instead of a single beginning and an ever-expanding universe, this theory, it suggests something different.
What kind of something different?
Imagine the universe constantly breathing.
Breathing. I'm intrigued, but I need a bit more than a metaphor.
Okay, so picture this. A Big Bang. The universe expands outwards, but then, instead of just going on forever, it contracts.
Contracts. You mean like a reverse Big Bang?
Yep. They call it the Big Crunch. And once everything is squeezed back together, boom, another Big Bang kicks off a new cycle.
So it's like a cosmic heartbeat, a never-ending cycle of expansion and contraction.
You got it. And this whole process, this cosmic breath, it's fueled by two fundamental forces.
Two forces. What are they?
Particle energy and wave energy. Kind of like the yin and yang of the cosmos, always interacting.
Okay, break that down for me. What do these energies represent?
Particle energy, it's all about order. Think of it as the building blocks, the stuff that makes up everything. And it emerges from the inner space.
Inner space. Is that like another dimension?
You could say that. And then there's wave energy. It's the opposite, chaos, change, the force that breaks things down. It collapses inward from the outer space.
So it's a constant dance between order and chaos, creation and destruction.
Exactly. And this dance, this interplay of energies, it's happening all the time throughout the universe. It's what drives the cycles of expansion and contraction.
It's a pretty wild concept to wrap your head around. And it makes you wonder, if the universe is constantly cycling like this, what happens to our concept of time?
That's one of the most mind-bending parts of this theory. In the Noelian universe, time isn't linear. It's multidimensional, constantly being generated and shaped by the interaction of these energies.
So time itself is part of this cosmic dance.
Exactly. It's almost like time itself is breathing, pulsing with the rhythm of the universe. And now for the really mind-bending part. This is where it gets even wilder. We've got to talk about the Noelian axiom of mathematics.
Oh, here we go. Diving into the deep end of theoretical physics.
I know, right? It sounds super intimidating, but stick with me on this one.
All right, I'm all ears. Demystify this axiom for me.
Okay, so basically it says that math, it isn't just something we use to describe the universe.
Go on.
Math is the universe.
Whoa, hold on. Math is the universe. You're saying they're not just describing it, they're one and the same.
That's the gist of it. It's like saying the universe, it's written in its own code. Mm-hmm. And that code is math.
So if the universe is a mathematical equation, does that mean it's predictable? Like, if we could just crack the code.
That's one way to look at it. It suggests this deeply interconnected, self-referential system. where math is the fundamental language of everything.
Okay, I think I'm starting to grasp the concept. It's a pretty bold statement about the nature of reality.
It really is. But this Newellian universe, it doesn't stop at physics and math. Oh no, it digs even deeper.
Deeper. Where else can we go from a universe made of math?
Consciousness.
Yeah.
And causality.
Now you're speaking my language. The intersection of the universe, consciousness, and causality. This is where things get really interesting.
Right. And this theory, it suggests that consciousness, it's not separate from the universe. It's an integral part of it.
You're saying our minds are part of the cosmic dance, not just observing it from the sideline.
Exactly. It's woven into the very fabric of reality, shaped by the interplay of that particle and wave energy we were talking about.
So our thoughts, our very awareness, are contributing to the fabric of the universe.
That's the idea. It's almost too much to wrap your head around. What do you make of that?
I mean, it's a mind-blowing concept. It really makes you question everything you thought you knew about the nature of reality, free will, destiny, all of it.
No kidding.
Yeah.
It's a lot to process.
Yeah.
So we've got this cyclical universe that's constantly breathing, where math is the fundamental language, and our consciousness is somehow part of the equation.
Right. And don't forget about those two opposing energies duking it out. It's a wild ride through this theoretical universe.
It really is. But hold on, because we haven't even touched on time crystals yet.
Oh, right. Time crystals. Everyone's talking about those these days.
Right.
How does that concept fit into this Newellian universe?
That, my friend, is where things get really fascinating. But first, we've got to make sure everyone's on the same page. What even is a time crystal?
Well, in the simplest terms, it's a system that's constantly in motion, even at its lowest energy state. Think of it like a clock that never needs winding.
A clock that never needs winding. Okay, that's a pretty cool image.
Right. It just keeps ticking because of its inherent structure. That's a time crystal. It's a brand new concept in physics, and it's got scientists pretty baffled, to be honest.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
But how does a clock that never stops relate to the entire universe? That's a bit of a leap.
Because the Newellian universe, with its endless cycles of big bangs and big crunches, it's also a system that's constantly in motion. It's like the universe has its own cosmic heartbeat.
So it's not just expanding outwards. It's also got this internal rhythm, this constant vibration.
Exactly, like a cosmic clock that never stops ticking.
Okay, so we're talking about a universe that's constantly cycling through big bangs and big crunches, driven by this dance of particle and wave energy. And now you're saying it's also like a giant time crystal.
That's the really mind-blowing part. There are actually a bunch of parallels between time crystals and this Newellian universe, at least according to the source material.
Like what? Give me the rundown.
Well, for one, they both have what you'd call a periodic structure in time.
Periodic structure. Does that basically mean they repeat?
Exactly. Just like a time crystal has these repeating patterns in its structure, the Newellian universe has those repeating cycles, those big bangs and big crunches happening over and over again.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
What else?
Another big one is that they both thrive in something called non-equilibrium dynamics. Basically, that means they're not static systems. They're all about constant change.
So it's not just about the universe expanding. There's got to be something more to it.
Exactly. Time crystals are driven by these external forces, and the Newellian universe, remember those two opposing energies, that interplay keeps things dynamic.
Right, the particle and wave energy. It's like a constant push and pull.
And that constant push and pull leads to something else they both exhibit, emergent behavior.
Okay, now I'm lost again. Emergent behavior, what's that?
Think of it like this. In a time crystal, you've got all these individual particles interacting with each other. But when they interact, they create these new properties that wouldn't exist if they were just hanging out on their own.
So the whole is greater than the sum of its parts kind of thing?
Exactly. And in the Newellian universe, that emergent behavior is even more mind-blowing. It's the interaction of the particle and wave energy that gives rise to space-time itself.
Whoa, hold on. So you're saying that the universe is basically creating itself over and over out of these fundamental building blocks?
That's the idea. But wait, there's one more similarity we have to talk about.
Hit me with it.
Fractals and self-similarity.
Oh boy, those are some big words. Remind me what those are all about.
Okay, so remember how fractals have those crazy patterns that repeat at different scales? Like if you zoom in on a fractal, you just see a smaller version of the whole thing?
Yeah, I remember. Those things are trippy.
Okay.
But what does that have to do with the universe?
Well, the Newellian universe, with its cyclical nature, with those energy patterns repeating over and over again, it could be seen as kind of like a giant cosmic fractal.
Okay, so let me see if I've got this straight. We're talking about a universe that's like a giant time crystal. constantly breathing, creating itself anew with each cycle, and it's all filled with these repeating patterns that show up everywhere, from the tiniest particles to the largest structures. Did I miss anything?
You've got it. It's a pretty mind-boggling concept, but that's what makes it so fascinating.
No kidding. But let's be real for a second.
Yeah.
This IS, all based on a fictional theory, right?
Yeah.
Why should our listener even care about this stuff?
Because thinking about these kinds of big, mind-bending ideas, even if they come from a fictional source, it can actually spark real insights. It can help us see the world and the universe in new ways.
That's a good point. Plus, who knows, maybe someday our understanding of physics will catch up with all this, and we'll have the tools to actually explore these possibilities for real.
Exactly. And don't forget, this Noelian universe, it's not just pulling these ideas out of thin air. Remember those references to real-world physics.
Right, like that many-body localization thing, which I'm still not entirely sure I understand, but it sounds cool.
Well, that's a key concept in understanding how time crystals work. And then there are mentions of things like cosmic background radiation and M-theory, which are both things that real physicists are actively working on right now.
So it's like this fictional theory is taking real science and using it as a springboard to jump into all sorts of crazy, mind-bending territory.
Exactly. And in doing that, it forces us to ask some pretty big questions. Like, what if our understanding of time is totally wrong? What would that mean for everything else we think we know?
And then there's the whole thing with consciousness and the universe being connected. That really gets you thinking.
Right. If consciousness is woven into the fabric of reality, what does that say about our role in the grand scheme of things? What does it all mean?
Those are some heavy questions to end on. But I think we've given our listener plenty to chew on today.
I certainly hope so. It's not every day you get to explore a fictional universe that challenges the Big Bang and might just hold clues to the true nature of reality.
Well, that's a wrap on another deep dive into the world of knowledge and imagination. A huge thank you to our amazing expert for guiding us through this mind-bending journey.
The pleasure was all mine. Always happy to geek out about physics, especially when it involves time crystals and hidden drawings.
And of course, thank you, dear listener, for joining us. We'll be back next time with another fascinating topic that's sure to make you question everything you thought you knew. Until then, keep those brains buzzing and those imaginations firing.